Proverbs chapter 13, in verse 20, we began a series on Sunday titled Mentors and Role Models. Mentors and Role Models. And I want to continue these, and there's a particular direction that the Lord is leading me to go tonight. And so you are blessed to be here. And for those who are joining online, you are blessed to be hearing these words. Amen. Says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. You know, so what this is telling us is that it matters who we associate with. It matters a great deal who we keep company with, isn't it? And, you know, this is the Word of God, and the Word of God is forever true. So it says if we walk with the wise, that is, if we keep company and associate with the wise, we will become wise. And we said that this is actually about mentorship as well. It's about role modelship, because mentors is someone who helps, advises, or supports a young or inexperienced person. Well, I don't think this is what the dictionary says, but not only young people need mentors, amen. Everyone, in any area that you need support, you need a mentor. And a role model is a person who serves as an example, whose behavior is emulated by others. And I say that there are many models and role models and mentors all around. You don't have to meet them in person. It could be maybe you love their books and you read their books. It could be that you watch them on telly. It could be an actor. It could be someone you see on social media and you follow them and all that. But the Bible is giving us counsel. Whatever you do in choosing your role models and your mentors, they have to be someone who is what? Who is wise. Who is wise, because you will become wise. And the people you follow will determine the outcome of your life. And that's the truth. A lot of people are who they are today because of people that they have given time to, they are given thought to, that they have associated with. And I say particularly to young people, you can start cultivating even for a young age to watch the kind of friends you keep. You know, some people start well, but then they start making friends with people who will derail them. And there are lots of things that we have seen over the years of people that I personally know, even in my family, who have been affected and derailed by the people they associated with. You know, you knew them before they got associated with those people, and they were doing well. And then suddenly things changed. You understand? And, you know, you just think nothing of it and think, well, I'm still who I am, and I will be who I am. No, you will not. The Bible says that if you walk with the wise, you become wise. But person who keeps company with fools will suffer what? Harm. Another word, another translation says they will face danger. That's serious, isn't it? And those who have suffered these, they know it. You know, people have suffered in different ways. Now, I want you to notice something very important here. He says, he who walks with the wise, he tells you what they will become. But he doesn't tell you what a companion of fool will become. Can you see that? It tells you their outcome. And this is important. This is what the Lord was just ministering to me this week. That is, he's not just talking about what they will become. He's talking about the outcome of their lives. Because he didn't say, but the companion of fools will become a fool. So it goes straight on to tell us the outcome of their lives. Now, if a person becomes wise, you already know what they will become. Amen. And you know the outcome of their lives. And we're going to begin to explore that. He says, the outcome is harm. The outcome is danger. And so this is something, a signal to watch out for, young people. Because the Lord knows the end. The end is what God knows that you don't know. The Bible talks about you should watch the end of those people. Consider their end. And so it lets you know the end. The person who becomes wise, they continue to achieve great things and good things and wonderful things happening in their lives. But let's look at the distinguishing factor between a wise person and a fool. I want to give you one word that you have to remember that distinguishes whether a person is wise or they are fools. Amen. Now, Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. So, wisdom always builds. Foolishness pulls down. So, what he's saying here is that wisdom, you see, a house there is synonymous with anything, any aspect of your life. Synonymous with your job, synonymous with your career, your life, synonymous with your relationships, your future, your faith, your character, your morals, your community, your church. So it's wise people who build. So if you're with somebody who is pulling down, they are engaged in division and pulling something that has been built, they're pulling it down, that's not a wise person. And this is important because what God wants is builders. Amen. He wants builders everywhere. He wants people who are building marriages, not people who are tearing it down. He wants people who are building character, people's character, not someone who comes and then maybe your character was good and they begin to inch into your life and then you begin to have a shoddy character, a shady character. It's time to avoid such people. And you can tell this from the classroom, you know, people in class, even, you know, maybe you have friends who are ladies who are trying to pull down your relationships, pull down your home, pull down your family. You avoid those people. The Bible says, mark them that cause division among you. Division is pulling apart, pulling down, and avoid them. That's the way to see. If you find people who are glamorizing and promoting the pulling down of things, the pulling down of structures, the pulling down of the things that keep things standing, they are not wise. Doesn't matter how intelligent you think they are. Doesn't matter they are, IQ? Quotient. Is it quotient or quotient? Amen. Doesn't matter what degrees they hold. If they are pulling down, they are not wise. Look at what it says. Through wisdom, it is wisdom that builds. In fact, wisdom builds new things and rebuilds old things. Things that are crumbled, wisdom builds it. So one of the things you have to do is when you are in a place where things have crumbled, don't join them to smash it up. Because it is not hard to pull down. You don't need wisdom to pull down. Amen. If you want to scatter anything, you don't need wisdom. Wisdom is found in a place where things are built, where things are pulled together, where things are functioning. Glory to God. And so that's why he says, the person will be wise because the wisdom will literally lead to that person to become what? A builder. Wise people are builders. And the company you keep, the people you associate with, can determine, in fact, they will determine whether you will be a builder or a destroyer. That's why it says, he that keeps company with what? With fools will suffer harm because they're going to pull everything down. They're going to smash it. That's not their intention. But by keeping company with those people, we read another scripture last week that said, they will get into a trap, lest you be trapped. And so this is one way to find out. If you find anyone, you know, I said, you can be displeased with things, but don't be angry. Because when you are angry, you will pull down. You will destroy. The Bible says anger lies in the bosom of what? Of fools. And what do fools do? Fools destroy. They pull down. They destroy. Glory, Jesus. And I want these young people to listen to me. Just watch out for anybody who is destroying things. Even if they give you 10 reasons why you should destroy it, don't listen to them. Amen. You know, people don't just put, the devil likes deception, isn't it? He will deceive you and say, oh, let's smash it. Praise God. Let's go to Proverbs 3:19. In Proverbs 3:19, this is, it tells you what wisdom does. So you link wisdom to what? To building. Wherever things are being built, that's where wisdom is. That's where wise people are. He says, the Lord by wisdom did what? Founded the earth by wisdom. That's what wisdom does. He founds, he builds. And then he said, by understanding, he established the heavens. Wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom is so powerful. So who are you keeping company with? You know, you can be growing in the Lord. You're growing in the Lord. And then the people you keep company with, you just become lukewarm. Have you ever noticed that? There are many people, they start loving the Lord and start serving the Lord, and they're so passionate. And then they meet certain people. And those certain people are not strong in the Lord, and they don't want to be. But once you keep company with them, you think you're going to help them to come. No. They will start telling you reasons why you don't have to be in church all the time. Amen. And you will start reasoning with them, because fools, people who are unwise, it is their reasoning. Their reasoning is not of sound mind. Their philosophy, their ideology. Praise God. So it says, "By the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens." So wisdom builds. Wisdom only builds, it secures, because it says he established. He established it. So wisdom builds and wisdom secures. Anyone who has wisdom will build and it will keep it secure, will keep it safe. It will never allow it to be pulled down. Proverbs 14, verse 1. We're looking at wisdom and building. What it does, yes. That's why it's important to walk with the wise, keep company with wise people. The wise woman does what? Builds her house. She builds it. But the foolish does what? Pulls it down with her hands. Can you see that? The wise one will build it up. You see, when things are being built in your home, maybe the lives of your children are being built, the life of your husband, your wife, whatever is being built, anything that's been built in your home, you want to secure it. And how are you going to secure it? Wisdom. See, a wise woman. Amen. You know, you say, oh, is he only women? A wise man also builds his house. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's talking about women in this instance because I don't want to go into it. Amen. It is easy to keep company with people who will help you pull down what you have. And really, women have to watch the company that they keep. I spoke about men the other time on Sunday. Well, you have to watch. Not everybody is interested in what you are building. In fact, some people are envious of what you are building. And so it's important that you identify wise people who will make you to become wiser. Hallelujah. So we're looking at building, wisdom and what it does. Wisdom does what? It builds. There is a huge relationship between wisdom and building. And there is a big connection between foolishness and pulling down. Big connection. And all of this is resulting from the company that we keep. Matthew 7. Look at Matthew 7. Our Lord Jesus also lets us know what wisdom does. In verse 24, he says, therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him. That is, I will compare him and I will say, he is like what? Like a wise man. And what do wise people do? They build. Glory to God. Praise God. And you know, you can use this as a litmus test for friendship, a litmus test for who you are going to marry, a litmus test for many things. And you just find that the person is the anything that they're not eager, they're not excited about building, it means that they are not wise. But there is hope for everyone. Hallelujah. And we will see that there is hope. What is the hope for somebody who's not acting wise? To start making company with the wise. Because then they will do what? They will become wise. That's all you have to do. And that's the purpose of this. So he's saying, whoever hears these sayings of mine, because the word of God is wisdom. So as you're hearing God's word right now, you are becoming wiser. That's what's happening to us. That's why we will not act the way we used to act. That's why we will not reason the way we used to reason. We begin to catch some things. You know, as a pastor, if you relate with people who pull down, you will start pulling down even the work that you're building. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the Spirit of God is speaking to us today. You know, young people, everyone here tonight. The wise build. And what they build is secure. He says, I will liken them. So look at what happened to this house. You remember what happened to this house? The Bible says, the rain descended. See, wise people never suffer that kind of damage that people who are not wise suffer. You know why? They build with wisdom. Wisdom builds and secures it. Since the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew. Everything came against the building because it was built by a wise man. What happened? The house stood. It didn't fall. Everything you're building will stand. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is the wisdom of God. If you keep company with the wise, or keep company with the word, you know you can keep company with God's word, and you will become wise. And when you become wise, you'll be able to build whatever the word talks about. Praise God. You build the church. You build the community. You know, I remember when I was in, I've told you about this testimony of this wonderful man. His name is Abraham. He was in year 11, and I was in year 7. He practically kept the Christian fellowship going single-handedly. He would be the one to go to all the seniors and let them know that, because it was on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Of course, in the military school, I'm telling you, Saturday is like the worst day, because at least during the week, you go to school, you go to the class. But Saturday is like punishment. They call it job. It's what they call job day. From 5 in the morning, you are serving punishment all over the place. They roll you on the floor. Everything, all kinds of. So, and it's 10 o'clock for Christian fellowship. And of course, nobody wants to release you to go for Christian fellowship. In fact, people have forgotten that there's anything called Christian fellowship. Even you have forgotten completely. But Abraham will wake up from 8 o'clock. He's already going to all the people and saying, these people have to come for Christian fellowship at 10 o'clock. And because he had a position, he was the drum master. They call him the drum major. That is, so when the drum, he headed the drum corps. There are positions that you have in military school. You can be head of sports. That's a big post in military school. The head boy, that's a big post. So he was the head of the drum corps. Commander, you know, whenever there's a parade, he's the one that rolls the, we call it the days, something. You know, you roll it and do a parade, so you throw it up and do, so he could do all of that. And he was the one, and because of him, I was able to attend the Christian Fellowship. And I began to see him as a mentor. He didn't know. I couldn't speak with him because, you know, the gap and the seniority. But I was watching his life. I was watching his life. And I was thinking, and you know, by the time we were leaving the school, we ensured that the Christian fellowship did not die. But there were others who were pulling it, trying to make sure that this fellowship would end. They were not wise. But you see, Abraham was a wise man, and it would do well to imitate such a person, to follow their lives. And I remember vividly that somehow our paths crossed just before I got married. And he worked in that company that I worked in just for a couple of months. And when he came, he's an engineer, and he came, and I said, I'll be getting married soon. And of all the people I spoke with, men that I spoke with, say, why are you getting married so early? That's what many people were saying to me. Say, you mean you want to get hooked so early? You know, a lot of things. And we sat down, and he told me, after your salvation, marriage is the next best thing. And he said, these are the things you've got to do. He began to teach me how to, you know, love my wife and all of that. He began to tell me those things. And he was giving me his own experience. He said, you will love it. You will enjoy it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just many years, and he was only there 2-3 months, and then he moved on to another job. So I thank God for his life. A wise man will do what? Builds. A wise woman builds. But a foolish person, they do what? They pull it down. So he says, it's like a man who built his house on the rock. The rock. Who do you keep company with? Who do you value? Psalm 119, verse 63. Look at Psalm 119, verse 63. It says, I am a friend to all who fear you. You know, another translation says, I am a companion of those who fear you. So it's letting us know that I choose the people that I keep company with. I choose the people that I call my friend. I'm a friend to all who fear you, and to who? To all who follow your precepts. Who follow your precepts. The wise person builds. Wisdom is for building. Wisdom is for building. Anything that is around you that is crumbling, what do? A wise person. You come in there and you start building it. You start building it. Even if you're facing resistance, you know, my job is to build, not to pull down. That's my job. Think build. Think build. Think build. Build, 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 build. Just think build. Anytime your mind is thinking, let me help them scatter it, you'll say, no. I'm wise. Hallelujah. Whether it's relationships between people, brothers and sisters, and the brother comes to tell you and say, guess what my sister did to me? You say, she did that to you? What a terrible sister you have. Know that that is being foolish, because you are what? You are pulling down, or you are tearing apart. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can build lives. You know, there are people who tear down a community. They tear it down. The community is already built, going well. How do you think the community turn to what they turn to? It's human beings. And it's through company. They keep company. Because many times if it's one person, it's hard for them. They need to have another person with them. When they become 2, 3, 4, they begin, you know, doesn't matter how beautiful that community is, bring some people who are not builders in. Who don't have a sense of making sure things run, things function. Hallelujah. But you know, as children of God, we should know that we are wise people. We are to be involved in building and rebuilding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think build. Build. You build character. Don't pull it down. You build the weak. If somebody is weak, what do? You can build them up by strengthening them. Building, building. And that's why we keep company with the wise. If you're not keeping company with the wise, you will find that you are pulling down. You are pulling down, building communities, building nations, building the world, building families, building homes and marriages. You know, that's something that I am passionate about, for people's marriages to stand. I know marriages are going through a lot of tough times right now, but you know, wisdom will build it. Yeah. Amen. Wisdom will build it. And you know, if people can just surrender to wisdom, and I guarantee you that a lot of the issues that you will face is the company. The company is what pulls it down. If you keep company with the wise, it will stand. But if you keep company with fools, they will help you. They will assist you to pull it down. Relationships with your family, don't tear it. Amen. You know, what happens is, and that's why it's important I say this, I know this is an area that we all have to continue to work on. Do you know, if you can pull down anything, if it's your relationship with your daughter, your son, your dad, your mom, your brother, your sister, you already have it in you to pull things down. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's going to be easy for you to put the next thing down. So you might start with somebody, but you will come back and do it in your home, and you would not know it. Amen. And we're going to be finding out more on Sunday on this particular topic. So what does a wise person do? They build. And you know, we can start even with our words. Because a wise person is known by their words, their actions, their behavior, their attitude, their reasoning. That's how you know them. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes when you watch some programs and they are saying some things, well, if you just want to watch it for a laugh, maybe for a laugh, you can watch it for a laugh. But please don't take what they are saying. They are not wise. You know, don't see them as wise people. Because if you see them as wise people, you will take what they are saying. All the programs that they just cause commotion and say, this person left this person and went to meet that. This one left, and they are all changing wives and changing husbands and changing everything. Changing friends and moving from places. They say, hey, you know, after a while, it becomes cool in your mind. What was an abomination to you becomes cool. You say, oh, that's cool. It's not cool. Amen. Praise God. Well, you shouldn't be cool. You should be hot anyway. Praise the Lord. So I say it starts with words. So let's use Ephesians chapter 4, and then we'll close. Ephesians 4:29. It starts with our words. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, you see, because a wise person is known by their words. You can tell. You know, the Bible says if a fool keeps his mouth shut, people will think that what? He's wise. So it's better to keep quiet than to say something that will come out as being unwise. Silence is what? Golden. I know it's not in scripture, but it is. It lines up with scripture. Amen. The Bible says what? It says, be quick to what? To listen, slow to speak, then you'll be slow to anger. So the more you speak and listen less, the more prone to anger you will be. Wow. Do you know that's the cause of most anger? You are not listening. You want to talk over listening. So I've got to cultivate that. We all have to cultivate that. When my children are talking, I have to learn to do what? To listen. But you know, when effective listening is that you are listening without thinking of what you will say. That's effective listening. Most times when I'm listening to you, I'm already thinking of what I'm going to say. I'm not listening. Praise God. So be quick to do what? To listen. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. If you are slow, you delay what you want to say, you'll be less angry. Praise God. And so it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is what? Helpful for what? Building. So if I want to talk to somebody, what should I be thinking of? Building. Building. Because wisdom builds. What is helpful for building others up according to what? Their needs. So that's what I'm going to be doing when I meet somebody and they're talking, and when I'm going to speak to them, then you're not going to use foul language. Then you're not going to abuse them. Then you're not going to be aggressive with your words. Then you're not going to be, In fact, another translation says, let no corrupting language come out of your mouth, but that which is helpful for what? Building up. Let's think building. Keep company. So you can keep company with people when you hear what they say and it doesn't line up with building. You know, some people say, oh, I don't like what my friend did to me. Every time they keep saying this to me, they are not your friends. Amen. You say, I keep company with those who fear the Lord. Who what? Who keep your precepts, who keep your word. Yeah, you say, well, Pastor, they are my friends. Well, okay. I told you, you can be friendly with people, but you have to choose your friends. You choose your friends based on how wise they are. But then, why is somebody, maybe somebody has been acting unwise, which we all do from time to time, isn't it? How do we change that? We keep company with the wise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to thank God for his word tonight. And that the Spirit of God, we will yield to him to guide us in accordance with the word, to keep company, to choose our friends wisely, people who will help us to build our relationship with God. They will help us to build wise people, not people who are making us to draw back. The Bible says we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us pray that our young people, our children, they will choose wisely. And they will be conscious of the fact that they are in this world to build their generation, to help in the building of the kingdom, to bring sustenance to their world, to be light in their generation. That's who we are. We are builders. We are builders, glory to God. Mambro se karaba. We are not found where people are destroying things. We are found where we are putting them back together. Putting them back together again. Hallelujah. We are menders. We are builders. Oh, cambro lebo. Apostles say, like a wise master builder, I have built the foundation that everybody should watch how they build. Thank you, Father, because we will build as we join our Lord Jesus as co-workers in the building of his church here on earth. Hallelujah. That we'll be promoters of good things in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Our homes, our marriages, our relationship between parents and children being built up, Lord God, that God gives us the word to help that person to build their relationships. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And you draw to us wise people that we will keep company with. Thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.